Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio on this Friday, August the 22nd. This has been a very, very interesting week here in San Antonio regarding the issue of the Spurs and their desire for a new arena, the Marble Project, and the, I am going to say it straight out, the behavior of the new mayor, Ortiz Jones. It's been very, very interesting to watch her interaction with the city council and with the press itself as well. So I've asked our good friend, former city councilman Clayton Perry, to please come on and give us an update, because he's been telling us about what's going on at City Hall. I wanted him to give us an update about what's happening. Clayton, thank you very much for taking time to be with us, buddy. Welcome to the show.
Hey, very much, George. And man, I tell you what, hadn't it been exciting?
It's been very interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, it very much has been. And let me tell you, I was surprised about Mayor Jones and the stance she took, and you know, a couple of big political losses that she's had in the last few weeks. The first one with this council consideration request, redoing that process on what she wanted to do, that getting defeated, and now her wanting to pause the Spurs construction, and that loss. So she's got two huge losses right off the bat in her beginning of her administration here. So it's going to be interesting to see how this sorts out over the future, and how she's able to work with her council colleagues on getting things done for this city.
So tell us about this situation with the Spurs Arena and the Marvel Project.
I got a copy of what they call the term sheet. That's what they passed, giving Eric Walsh the authority to continue these negotiations, that gives a broad outline on what they're wanting to do. And let me tell you that, you know, everybody's saying, tongue in cheek, that hey, there's not going to be any taxpayer funds going into this project. Well, that's not totally true. Let me tell you, there's a lot of ins and outs to this term sheet. And let me tell you, the Spurs are putting money into this. They've got $500 million that they're wanting to put into it. Another into the facility itself, the construction, and then funding any overrun. There will be cost overruns on this thing, take it from me, but any cost overruns, and then they're going to kick in an additional, I think, $75 million to the city for other things for the city to do with, you know, whether that's child care centers, housing, or whatever they can come to agreements with. So they are putting a substantial amount of money into this thing. But for our council to say, hey, we're not using any taxpayer funds on this thing, is not quite transparent, let's put it that way. What I'm referring to is that the city is signing up for about $500 million on the city stat point of view. Oh, and that's on top of the county, who's pledged about $311 million to this thing, and that's with this new venue tax that's going to be on the November ballot. So. You know, there's still a considerable amount of funding going into it from the county and the city. So the city, $500 million, and they're saying, well, this is coming from the state, state revenue that's available for it, and other means. And one of them is this TERS. And let me tell you, the TERS, which is a tax increment reinvestment zone, which they have drawn a big circle around this site, capturing all the tax increases that will come into that area. In other words, if their property taxes increase, well, the city is going to capture that money. And that's what's going to be going into helping pay for this Spurs arena and Project Marble in the future. But the Spurs arena, to say that we're not using tax dollars is absolutely wrong. Those increases in taxes in that area within that circle should be coming to the general fund, but it's not. All of those increases in taxes are going to go into this TERS, which in turn is going to go be a part of this $500 million to pay for this arena. So that's what really gets me, is when you have the politicians saying, nope, you know, taxpayers aren't having to pay for this. Well, dadgummit, they are, because that extra money coming from revenue from that TERS, that big circle around this, if you go in and look at the maps, it's a huge circle that they've drawn around this, that they're going to capture all the tax increases that should be going into our general fund for police, fire, roads, parks, drainage, all of that stuff. We're not going to get here in San Antonio. It's going to go to this arena. So that's the catch here, George. And I'm not happy with that, because they're not being transparent about where all this money is coming from. And again, I just read through this term sheet and just picked out a couple of highlights. One of the things they're tying the Spurs into is a 30-year term, that they will be here for 30 years. And that they got exclusive rights to this thing. They're going to capture all the revenue that comes into this place, but they are paying for rent, about $4 million a year. And that's going to go up a small percentage per year, but about $4 million a year, but they're tied here for 30 years. It doesn't say what will happen. They just say substantial, penalties if they withdraw before that 30-year term. And oh, by the way, the city is on the hook to rehabilitate or rehab that whole arena after year 14, I think, 14 and 15, when they're on the hook to go back and spend who knows how much money to renovate that place. So, and they don't say where that money is going to come from. I know where that money is going to come from. It's going to come from these bonds that they're going to be coming out for the voters to approve these bonds to help defray the cost and pay for this arena and the rehab in the future. So, I'm not really happy with how this is being portrayed out there. It's not a very, very clear picture on where all this money.
Let me ask you, because one of the other issues that's really hot right now is the deficit that the in the budget that the city is facing.
Oh yeah.
How
yeah,
is this going to impact on all of that? On the budget, on the deficit.
There is a deficit, and you know, and here's how I tell people. When you go out and buy a house, the first thing you pay on a monthly basis is your house payment, right, to the bank. Otherwise, they'll kick you out. Well, the city has accumulated this debt, years and years and years of debt, up to the tune of about $20 billion now, that we're having to pay all of that back in these bonds and other debt that we've accumulated over time. So we have to pay that back plus interest. And you know what? That payment per month is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And so instead of us being able to use that a bigger portion of that $4 billion budget that they have available to them, they're having to take a bigger chunk out of that $4 billion to pay for our debt. And yes, we can afford it, but you know what? The bigger that payment is, the less money we have for our streets, for our police, for our fire, for our parks. So you know, that bill is starting to catch up to us, and it's getting bigger and bigger, and plus paying the interest on top of the principal, just like you do when you pay your house payment. That's what's happening to our budget. A bigger chunk is being taken. So, yes, they're having must-pay bills out there, like the police bill, the fire bill. There's a lot of bills out there that have to be paid, but yet we're getting a smaller chunk of that $4 billion to pay for all that because of the debt that we've accumulated over all these years.
Now,
so that's the main reasons why we have a deficit, is because of the debt that we're taking on.
Wow. And it's already beginning to impact, because didn't I read that the city is considering hiring fewer police officers, as well as cutting back on the budget for public safety?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, where's the easiest way to take to make up a deficit? It's fewer people. That is the biggest cost to our city, is fewer people. And where are they going to take it from? Police. Right now we're over 200 police officers short, according to the study. And we were supposed to hire, last time I looked, over 60 people, 60 additional police officers for our department, you know, and that was going to be filled over 3 years' time. Well, now they're saying, well, we can't afford that 60. We're going to only fund 25. So that's what's happening, George. We don't have enough money to pay for our police and fire that we know we need here in San Antonio. And you hear about, well, crime is going down. I don't believe that. I don't believe that in the least. And people around this city don't believe that either. Not after you hear all of this violent crime around San Antonio and the property crimes that are happening.
That's right.
Continually. So, you know, for them to say the crime is going down, they're trying to lessen the blow on, well, we don't need all those police officers. Well, I don't believe that. And we do need those 200 additional police officers, of which now it looks like for them to make up this deficit because of all the debt that they've taken on and all the city staff that they've hired, we got to reduce our police force.
Amazing.
And we're not going to hire enough firemen as well. So, you know, this is all getting balled up here, George, and we're in trouble. San Antonio is in trouble. We're heading down this path of other major liberal cities here in the U.S. that have gone in the same direction. And let me tell you that we can't have a deficit here in San Antonio. Our city charter will not allow us to have a deficit. So they're going to have to come up with the money somewhere to have a balanced budget. And guess what? It's going to come out of our infrastructure budgets, like streets and parks and drainage, and reducing the number of police that we bring on board.
This is really, really disturbing. And, you know, I'm glad that people very much respect you and ask me, when is he going to be back on to tell us more? This is really, really disturbing news. I mean, I'm not sure, where are we going? I mean, in conclusion to our interview, what do you think, where we're going and what should we do?
Well, I can tell you where we're going. I just said it. We're heading in the same direction as Detroit, San Francisco, all these other places. Our homeless population is growing. And why is it growing? Well, because we're giving away free stuff. And who's paying for that? Well, we're paying for it. And guess what else is coming to light now? Remember, when I was on council at the time, we were getting hundreds of millions of dollars from the federal government, ARPA money. Remember, from COVID and all that stuff?
Correct.
Guess what? Those pots of money are drying up. So you got all these programs that got started with free housing, free rent, you know, upgraded housing, all this and that, with those hundreds of millions of dollars. Well, those pots have dried up. And now, are those programs going to continue? if they do, where's that money coming from? Or are they going to get slashed and cut out of the budget and discontinued? You know, knowing this city council, I suspect they're going to find money from somewhere else to keep operating all of these social programs that they started back when I was on city council during that COVID crisis. Yeah. So, you know, we're in trouble, folks. We're in trouble.
They'll find money for that, but they won't find money for the essential stuff.
They will not find it. Those will go by the wayside. Mark my words. The infrastructure budget's going to be reduced. We're not going to bring on as many police officers that we need to. We needed to open another fire station or two. That's not going to happen. Like I said, we're going in the wrong direction.
Yeah,
folks.
We are.
I'm concerned about the continued safety and security of San Antonians here in San Antonio.
Yep. So am I. Folks, we've been chatting with our good friend, former San Antonio City Councilman Clayton Perry, who's been giving us an assessment of this past week's politics at City Hall. And it's not too rosy of a picture so far, but it's reality. This is what we're looking at, folks.
Yep.
Clayton, thank you very much. Well, let's get you on again next week and see where we're at. Maybe some light of the tunnel, but I'm not sure what it is unless it's another train coming at us.
I tell you, it's a big old freight train coming right at us. We're going to have to do something to slow it down or get out of the way because it's going to hit us and hit us hard.
Yep.
Let me tell you, people aren't going to like it because to this day, right now, we still have 10% of our roads that are failing. I mean, bad.
Yep.
And counting, you know, potholes and things, that's streets that are totally gone bad, that got to be totally torn up. And there is, to this day, there's still not a plan to take care of that, which is a shame because people pay good tax money into this city. And they're not getting a return on their investment, not what they expect. And, it's not a pretty picture, but something has to give somewhere to lift us out of the direction that we're going in.
You got it, buddy. Once again, my friends, we thank Clayton Perry for taking time to be with us. Thank you very, very much, Clayton. And we'll get you on again real soon, probably next week. All righty?
Sounds great, George. Thank you.
Thank you.